Think about this. If you could add an hour a day to your discretionary time, how much discretionary time do you have? It'd be my guess that you guys might have 10 or 15 minutes a day. I mean, particularly if you got a family and stuff. So what if you gave yourself an extra hour a day? So I started thinking about, well, where do I go shopping? You know, and I started thinking about, well, hell, you know, I have my dry cleaning over here. Then I got this over here. And now I'm driving here. I'm driving here. And I'm looking at my girlfriend. She's gone. You know, she's driving here and here. And she drives over. I say, hey, listen. You know, this doesn't make any sense. You know, it's better to pay $4 to get your shirt cleaned right here and go to the restaurant and have something to eat at the, you know, rather than you go to the restaurant over here and you drive all the way over there. So just trying to look at how can I reduce the amount of time that's just totally wasted and not strategic. Yeah.
I had created a schedule, and Rich and I had gone through this, but Matt Glentz, my RN, he suggested that we get Streets and Trips 2007.
Yeah, I got it.
It's with a GPS unit. I got mine off eBay for, I think it was $85-90. And what I was able to do was I created a file that had, actually Rich exported them for me, and I imported them into Streets and Trips, all my A accounts, B accounts, C accounts, D accounts, every one of the accounts. And then it was a lot easier to map them from account to account. You know, you hit an A account every day or whatever, and it took and can take, you put in there how much time you want to spend at that account, what time you're going to arrive at the first account, and then how much time you're going to spend on each of the other accounts. And it takes the travel time into consideration. It tells you how many accounts you can hit and still maintain that same schedule.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I have that Microsoft Streets and Trips.
It's slick.
You, from an Excel file, you can input all your accounts. You can have the name of the account, the phone number, what status of the account is, and everything. Yeah. And all you do is click on it, and it comes up.
It geocodes by the zip code, right? Or the address room, yeah.
If it changes, it changes. I mean, you're going to go in an account, and if you're scheduled for 20 minutes, and it takes an hour and a half. The most important sales call you can make is the one you're on. But don't worry about the next one.
Key to it is if something changes, you can hit a button, it optimizes everything.
If
something cancels, you take it out, and you optimize.
I think that Microsoft Streets and Trips is a great thing because you can zoom down in and you can look at things and see, you know, and get street level. And I have that GPS. I have it in my van. I went up to Maine to that Acadia.
$129. Mine was new off eBay for like $9.
Yeah. Microsoft Streets and Trips. And my son bought me the thing for $80. Best Buy had it if it was a pickup before Christmas. Was $80 with the GPS if you went into the store with the GPS.
If you guys talk to your RMs, I'm sure they'll reimburse you.
And I'll tell you, if you get that Microsoft Streets and Trips and you got one of these gizmos, you can then put the GPS on a Bluetooth and get it going with this thing, which I have that all working. And so I can bring up a map. But you have to create the map in Microsoft Streets and Trips, save it as a map file, whatever that, I forgot what the
I just named mine Monday, first Monday, second Monday, third Monday, fourth Monday of the month. So whatever Monday it was, I pulled it up, and that's the accounts I had to hit that day.
Yeah. Okay, great. So, well, that's using technology. All right, let's take a look over here now at the this crisis part. Let me ask you, take a look at this for a few minutes and tell me where you want to do things. What quadrant do you want to be working in?
High priority, not crisis.
Yeah, probably two.
That's good. You guys are on the ball. Yes. If you don't do them in two, you'll be doing them in one. And if you do them in one, your life will be being run instead of you running your life. If you do them in two, you're running your life. If you do them in one, they run your life. So just think about it. You know, you got a little toothache over here bothering you. You know, it's like a little fungus growing in here or whatever. Looks like this. And you figure, hell, it's on the inside. It's not to worry about, you know, something like this. Obviously, eventually, that's going to become a problem. It's going to go into the first quadrant. And then you're going to be, you know, missing meetings and things like that because you got all this stuff going on. What's an example of something that's in the fourth quadrant? TV. TV. You just don't want to be doing it at all. Number three is answering the phone. You know, the phone rings, you got to run over and answer it, but it may not be strategic and so forth. So that's a kind of a neat little thing. Now, if you look at the next page, we got this batching, the batching exercise, which it's we have a little role play here. Just you can work by yourself just for a few minutes, and write down things that you could batch in your life, and maybe we'll come up with some ideas that we can share amongst each other. Let's just take 3 minutes or so on this. Just banging out real fast. Try to get some ideas down on paper, and I'll put the timer on for three.
Good.
Okay. So the idea of batching, just thinking about what you do, how often you do it. Has anybody come up with some ideas that you'd like to share with the rest of us here?
Well, I think if the exercise, you can use a podcast on it, iPod. Listen to something.
Yes. Okay, and they got audio books too. Yeah, I like reading the newspapers while I'm working out, but
I do a lot of those sales tapes and stuff like that. Different ones by mentioned one guy, Ziggler.
Oh,
Ziggler. Yeah,
Ziggler.
Ziggler is more of he's not really a sales trainer in my view. He's more of a motivational guy, very good guy.